USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City.
Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. President Trump meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House. The president saying the United States will come back stronger than ever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem, I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Since the pandemic began, Maryland's governor has become one of the most recognizable governors in America. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
Maryland Matters reports Governor Larry Hogan's been on one or more of the Sunday network TV news shows for 6 of the last 8 weeks, and overall he's made 22 appearances on national programs since the outbreak began, one of his most recent being last night's Daily Show on Comedy Central hosted by Trevor Noah.
Where does Maryland stand right now?
Unfortunately, you know, we're a little bit behind where New York and some of the other places are, but we're not nearly as bad, but we're still on the rise. We've just passed.
It's been fueling speculation that Hogan may be laying the groundwork for an eventual run for U.S. Senate in the future. Some say maybe even the White House. Hogan does chair the National Association of Governors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana visiting a General Motors plant that's making ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is lashing out at a reporter who asked about the difference in treatment of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Kavanaugh, when he demanded an investigation on Justice Kavanaugh, when a very similar allegation came out on him,
let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech. Here's the thing. I have complete respect for the whole Me Too movement. I have 4 daughters and 1 son, and there's a lot of excitement around the idea that women will be heard and be listened to. There is also due process, and the fact that Joe Biden is Joe Biden, there's been statements from his campaign, or not his campaign, but his former employees who ran his offices and the rest, that there was never any record of this. There was never any record. And that nobody ever came forward, or nobody ever came forward to say something about it apart from the principal involved. I am so proud. The happiest day for me this week was to support Joe Biden for President of the United States.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has not been asked by a reporter about the sexual assault allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.